Yes, you don't read, do you? You never learned to read. Then you've wasted half your life. You could have been accumulating pearls of wisdom instead of rather shoddy gems. It's just as well people read about you and don't meet you face to face because, gentlemen, you are a big disappointment. Rincewind watched, fascinated, waiting for Mr. Savaloy to have his head cut off. But this didn't seem about to happen. He was possibly too angry to be beheaded. What have you actually done, gentlemen? And don't tell me about stolen jewels and demon lords. What have you done that's real? Truckle raised a hand again. Well, I once killed all four of the...
Yes, 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 said Mr. Savaloy. You killed this and you stole that and you defeated the giant man-eating avocados of somewhere else. But it's all stuff. It's just wallpaper, gentlemen. It never changes anything. No one cares. Back in Ankh-Morpork, I've taught boys who think you are myths. That's what you've achieved. They don't believe you ever really existed. They think someone made you up. You're stories, gentlemen. And when you die, no one will know, because they think you're already dead.
He paused for breath and then continued more slowly. But here you could be real. You could stop playing at your lives. You could take this ancient and somewhat rotten empire back into the world. At least, he trailed off, that's what I'd hoped. I really thought that perhaps we might actually achieve something. He sat down. The horde stood staring at its various feet, or wheels.
Can I say something? The warlords will all be against you, said Six Beneficent Winds. They're out there now with their armies. Normally they'd fight amongst themselves, but they'll all fight you.
They'd rather have some poisoner like this Hong instead of me, said Cohen. But he's a bastard.
Yes, but he's their bastard, you see.
We could hold out here. This place has got thick walls, said Vincent. The ones not made of paper, that is.
Don't think about that, said Truckle. Not a siege. Sieges are messy. I hate eating boots and rats.
What? Said Mad Hamish. He said we don't want a siege where we have to eat boots and rats, Hamish.
Run out of legs, have we?
How many soldiers have they got? Said Cohen.
I think 600,000 or 700,000, said the taxman.
Excuse us, said Cohen, getting off the throne. I have to join my horde. The horde went into a huddle. There was an occasional,
what?
In the hoarse, whispered interchange. Then Cohen turned round.
Seas of blood, wasn't it?
He said.
Yes, said the taxman.
The huddle resumed. After some further exchanges, Truckle's head poked up.
Did you say mountain of skulls? He said.
Yes, I think that's what I said, said the taxman.
He glanced nervously at Rincewind and Mr. Savaloy, who shrugged. Whisper, whisper.
What?
Excuse me? Yes?
About how big a mountain? Skulls don't pile up that well.
I don't know how big a mountain. A lot of skulls.
Just checking. The horde seemed to reach a decision. They turned to face the other men.
We're going to fight, said Cohen.
Yes, you should have said all that about skulls and blood before, said Truckle.
We'll show you whether we're dead or not,
cackled Hamish. Mr. Savaloy shook his head.
I think you must have misheard. The odds are 100,000 to 1, he said.
I reckon that'll show people were still alive, said Caleb.
Yes, but the whole point of my plan was to show you that you could get to the top of the pyramid with